Power 93.7 WBLK. I'm Yasmin Young, inside the 2 to 6 Takeover, and I have the pleasure of being joined by Dr. Gail Burstein. She's the commissioner of the Erie County Department of Health, a woman that has been working ever so hard to make sure that we stay as safe as we possibly can here in Erie County. Welcome, Dr. Burstein.
Hello, how are you?
I am well as we can be. At least it's a sunny day today, so I'll take that.
Yes.
So just a brief update. Where are we with cases here in Erie County?
Well, we still continue to see an increasing number of cases identified in Erie County. So with the last count that we've had, there were 1,661 cases of COVID-19 identified, and that's from, you know, all the laboratories that have been doing testing. Fortunately, there have been 479 individuals who we have documented that have recovered. So that means that they are, they're well, they've passed their, 7 days of isolation, and they're well and back out in the community, hopefully wearing masks. And then, unfortunately, there have been 73 deaths that we've been able to confirm. The state health department has confirmed 81 deaths. And so we are investigating, trying to identify where those deaths have occurred. And we know that the deaths are very, very sad, and we really want to reach out to the families that had lost loved ones to COVID-19 and, provide our condolences. That's why we all have to take this very, very seriously, because it can be a very serious infection.
Right. And we hear of different medications and medicines being mentioned and put out there. Are there any approved medicines that people can take if they have been infected by COVID-19?
Well, unfortunately, there is no FDA-approved effective medication to treat COVID-19 at this point. We know there have been some small studies that were actually poorly designed and not well done that have suggested that some medications like chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine and with or without azithromycin could be effective to treat COVID-19. However, there's a lot of problems with the science in all of those studies. And, on a normal, day, a physician or science would read those studies and say, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if it does work. Maybe we should do a randomized controlled trial to study that further. And, and those studies in no way suggest that those medications are effective. What we do know about those medications is they, especially with chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine, is they can cause some very serious side effects. They can cause abnormal heart rhythms that could, lead people to have a stroke or some go into cardiorespiratory arrest, and then it can have other serious effects on other organs like the lungs or the liver or the kidney or the nervous system. And we know that just one pill of chloroquine is enough to kill a toddler or a younger child. And we know that those little kids like to pick up things on the floor and put them in their mouth. So this medication can be dangerous to have around. And we say that one pill can kill with chloroquine. So we just really want to caution people from believing that this snake oil, that chloroquine, can be effective. What we do know about the medication is that it can be very harmful. So until the day that there is a pharmaceutical that has proven to be effective, and there will be, we know that the scientists are hard at work studying some different pharmaceuticals that are out there right now, and some of those trials are being conducted right here in Buffalo. So we're hoping we'll have an answer or some hope for treatment, at least for our very ill, in the near future. However, we're not there yet.
Got it. Now, we've heard about groups being disproportionately affected, African Americans, Hispanic, the elderly. What do the numbers show statistically here in Erie County?
Well, just in terms of COVID-19, how it's affected with the community, you know, it's really highlighted the problems that we have in our culture, in our county, and throughout the United States, actually, with health disparities. And we know that that you know people who are who don't have a lot of wealth many times also don't have access to you know other assets that they need to keep themselves healthy. And we see that a lot in you know among neighborhoods of people of color, at least in our community in the city of Buffalo. So that is a problem because we know that many of individuals in neighborhoods of people of color are in our African American communities on the east side and west side. There are a lot of individuals with other chronic health problems that can make them more susceptible to serious outcomes with infection. So we know that there are a lot of people that smoke. We know that and have chronic diseases from that. We know there are a lot of people with chronic lung disease like asthma or COPD, a lot of high blood pressure, a lot of other cardiac conditions, and a lot of diabetes. And so those, and then our elderly who are precious asset in our community are very high at risk of becoming very, very ill and requiring hospitalization and unfortunately, die of COVID-19. And most of the people that we know that have died, we believe have had some level of comorbidities or have been in the older population. So, and we know that there is a disparity looking at race with deaths. We know that in our community, African Americans make up about 15% of the population, and unfortunately, they make up about 30% of the cases of deaths from COVID-19. So there is a disparity there, and so that's why it's really important for listeners out there that are live in the African American community, know people that are precious to them, that are elderly, you know, people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. People that have high blood pressure or smoking or, you know, other chronic conditions, that we watch them and take care of them. So make sure that, you know, they get food brought to them so they don't have to go out and make sure they get medication brought to them. You know, many of the pharmacies now are offering free delivery. So then, you know, again, they don't have to go out and get exposed. You know, make sure that their mental health stays up and, call them, FaceTime them, do whatever you can to make sure that they don't feel alone, even though they physically may be alone. So again, it's up to us as a community to take care of those who are the most vulnerable. And then also it's really important that individuals are linked up with a primary care provider. We are so fortunate in the city of Buffalo. We have some great primary care providers. We have some great federally qualified health centers in our community that provide excellent care, and they are always receiving patients, and they can see people in person if they need to, and they're also been great with technology and offer much of their care virtually and making it user friendly. Even by the over the phone, they're able to provide a lot of healthcare services. So if you or someone you know is in a category that may become very ill with COVID-19, and even if you're not in that category, it's always good to have a primary care provider where you can ask questions and who's looking out for your health. And so really encourage people to contact one of our federally qualified health centers that live in the city of Buffalo, especially, and they are not connected yet, because that is a great opportunity for healthcare and helping people stay healthy and safe, especially in this time with COVID-19.
We've heard about New York maybe getting close to flattening the curve. Are we there in Erie County? And what do you say to those people who feel like, okay, if we're there and we've made it through the toughest part, we can start gathering again?
Well, we can't really say that we've are at the peak of the curve or we flattened the curve until our numbers start to go down. And then we can say, oh, yeah, we were there. So it's difficult to predict the future. What we do know is that we will, whatever our numbers are, they will spike if people start to lax on their social distancing. What we do now, we will see in terms of case numbers and hospitalizations in 1 to 2 weeks. So it's really important that what we're doing now, if our curve has flattened, we have to keep doing what we're doing because it's working. And we have to stay vigilant even when our numbers do start to come down, because any time that we back off too quickly, we'll just have another spike again in numbers and we'll be back to where we started from.
Right. Well, listen, Dr. Burstein, I appreciate your time. Thank you for all of the hard work that you've been doing on behalf of all of us residents here in Erie County. And thank you to your entire team.
Well, thank you. And you have some great questions. Thank you for having me on your show.